Okay, so this exercise is called a diffusion exercise, known by the acronym STTOP. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfy, uncross your legs and arms, find a comfy spot for your head, your arms, your legs. And it's best to do this exercise if you're listening to the recording in a spot that you won't be disturbed. So with your eyes closed, I'd like you to just take a moment and focus on your breathing. Breathing in nice and deep and slow, in through your nose and out through your mouth. Breathing in nice and deep and slow, in through the nose and out through the mouth. Continuing to focus on the movement of the air as you breathe in. And then as you breathe out, just feeling that sense of release as you let that breath all the way out. Let your shoulders drop down. Let your jaw release. Let everything relax. Nice, long, slow, deep breath in through the nose. And exhale out. Let that breath all the way out. Let your shoulders drop down, your jaw release. Let your whole body just relax. So continuing to focus on your breath for a moment while I explain what this exercise is all about. So diffusion is a psychological term that just simply means separating yourself from it. So in this exercise, we're separating you from your thoughts, separating you from the feelings in your body, the sensations going on, from the emotions. And when we can separate from what we're thinking, what we're feeling in our body, the emotion we're experiencing, we get perspective. And when we can get perspective, we can think about things differently, react to them differently. But emotions can be intense. Thoughts can be habitual, and behaviors habitual as well. Emotions, thoughts, and sensations in the body can become overwhelming. So this exercise is about helping you become more aware of these thoughts, these feelings, and sensations, the behaviors, so that you can separate from them, observe them, and change them. And that's essentially what diffusion is. And diffusion is a skill that comes with practice. The more you practice stopping in the moment, noticing when you get hijacked, noticing what's happening, looking at it, evaluating it, and then working on changing it, you get perspective, you get separation, you get distance. And it's not about pushing thoughts and feelings and behaviors or emotions down. That's not the objective. The objective is to become better acquainted with what's going on and how to change it, so that you no longer feel overwhelmed, engulfed, hijacked, overtaken by feelings, thoughts, emotions, behaviors. You can eventually get better at taking a step back, taking charge of what's happening in your mind. So the acronym STTOP, the exercise is known by that acronym, STOP. S stands for stop. So the moment you notice something is shifted, you're feeling anxious, sad, overwhelmed, the moment you notice you're avoiding something or you're ruminating, the moment you notice your hands are clenching, or you're feeling more anxious, whatever you notice, behaviors, thoughts, sensations, or emotions, the most important thing to do at first is to stop. Pause everything. Generally, all the brain needs is a 90-minute pause to be able to change the course. What you do with that emotion, what you do with that thought, what you do with that behavior or that sensation in the body. So stop. That's what S in stop stands for, is to stop. The first T, because it goes by the acronym STTOP. The first T is to stop and take a deep breath. Breathe in to 7 and out to 11. And all you're trying to do in that moment is take as many deep breaths as you can to get yourself calmed down to a 5 or below. Take as many deep breaths as you need. That may be 1 or 2, depending on how activated you feel, how overwhelmed, sad, or anxious, how high on the scale of 1 to 10 you feel in terms of emotional dysregulation. The goal is to get that down to a 5 or below, and that's when the frontal lobe comes back on board. So it may be 1 set of 10, 2 sets of 10, 3 sets of 10. You may be doing it for 10 minutes. So take as many deep breaths as you need. The second T in stop is to take notice. Take notice of what's going on. Take notice of what you're experiencing in your body. Take notice of what you're feeling. Take notice of what you're thinking about. What are you thinking about yourself? What are you thinking about others? What are you thinking about the future or the past? What are you thinking about? And what does it mean to you? Take notice of any urges, behaviors you're having in that moment. Take notice of what you're experiencing in your body. And take notice of what triggered it. Just trying to notice as much as you can. So that's the second T. So stop, take a deep breath, take notice. The O stands for observe. Observe what happens as you breathe in and out. Blow it away. And imagine separating yourself from that thought, from that feeling, taking a step back. And we'll go through a variety of different techniques of how to diffuse and separate. Take notice of what happens when you notice the thoughts, the feelings, the sensations in your body. And the last step, P, is to plan to respond, plan to react in a different way, in the opposite way you may have in the past. With anxiety, the tendency is to sink into the catastrophizing thought. Label the thought, say it out loud. What's the worst that can happen? What's the likelihood? If it did happen, what would I do? What's an alternative possibility? Do the exact opposite when you feel like staying in bed, when you're feeling overwhelmed, when you're feeling sad, go for a walk, listen to happy music. Do something the exact opposite to what you would have done in the past. The other part of P is to plan to respond in a kind and compassionate way to yourself. So P has two parts. P, respond in the exact opposite way. Plan to respond in a compassionate and kind way, accepting what's happening for you in this moment, regardless of whether you like it or not, regardless of whether you want to think it or feel it. Plan to respond in a compassionate, caring, and kind and accepting way. So that's STTOP. And we're going to go through that as we practice with a specific thing that's been bothersome to you. So what I want you to do now is think about a situation, a thought, that's been recurrent or bothersome to you. And I want you to bring it back to mind. Try to remember as much as you can. Bring it back to the forefront of your mind. Take all the time you need as I'm quiet, just to remember as many details as you can. Where you were, what triggered you, what you were thinking and feeling, what you did or didn't do, what was going on in your body. Bring it all back to mind. how long you thought about it, what you did afterwards, what you were doing before. What you were thinking about you, the other person, the situation, the future, the past. Bring it all back to mind. So as you're doing this exercise day to day, you're going to use a situation that's occurring in the moment. It won't be retrospective as we're using now. But in this example that we're going to go through, I want you to think about that first S in stop. And think about when you think about that situation, when was the earliest you noticed and could have stopped? When was that? When did you first notice you were ruminating, you were getting anxious, you feeling those sensations in your body? When did you first notice the anxious things you were doing or not doing, or the feelings of overwhelm, sadness, anger? When did you first notice, and what did you notice? So when you're using this exercise on a day-to-day basis, you're going to stop and notice everything you're experiencing in this moment. Stop when you feel this distress. Pause everything. Don't keep moving on. Don't shove it down. Don't ignore it. Don't pretend it's not there. Bring it up to the surface. Stop. And when you think about that situation now, that past situation, think about how many deep breaths you would have needed to take in order to calm yourself down. But on a day-to-day basis, you're going to judge that in the moment. And I want you to take a moment to just take some deep breaths. Breathe in nice and deep and slow. In through the nose, out through the mouth, or whatever's comfortable for you. Breathing in super, super slow into 7. And so important that you breathe nice and slow all the way out to 11. That slow exhalation is really important to activating the relaxation response. So take time to do that now. Breathe nice and deep and slow into 7. And out to 11. Nice and super slow, into 7, and all the way out to 11. Feel your whole body relaxing with that long, slow exhalation. Feel your shoulders dropping down, your jaw releasing, your hands relaxing, the toes relaxing and spreading out. Just feel your whole body just relaxing, little by little, more and more. And continue to breathe throughout the rest, remainder of the exercise, nice and long and slow, into 7, out to 11. And as I mentioned, sometimes a few breaths is all you'll need to get yourself down to a 5 or below. Sometimes it'll be a set of 10, 2 sets of 10, 3 sets of 10. Do whatever you need till you start to feel like you can think about things in a calm and reflexive way. You can think about things with the problem-solving brain versus the emotional brain. Using the wise mind versus the emotional mind. So continuing to breathe nice and deep and slow, activating that relaxation response, calming down those stress hormones and neurochemicals, relaxing the adrenocorticotropin, the cortisol, the adrenaline, relaxing all those hormones and other neurochemicals. Now I want you to, the second T is to take notice. Take notice in this situation or in the past, what exactly was happening in your body. What are you noticing in your body? Really try to focus in on that. Is it tightness? Is it tension? Is it heaviness? Is it a nauseous feeling, a butterfly feeling, a constricted feeling? Does it feel like a blockage? Just take notice of what you're experiencing in your body. There may be many things, but there generally tends to be one thing that is more distressing than others. Take notice, too, of what emotions you're feeling. And again, it could be many, but try to isolate the strongest emotion, worry, fear, shame, frustration, overwhelm, anger, insult, disrespected, diminished, sad, whatever it may be. Try to put a word to the emotion and connect that with the somatic experience in your body. What are you thinking about? What are the exact words going through your head? What are you thinking about you, about the situation, about the other person? About the past, about the future. What are you thinking it means? The implications. What are you thinking you need most? Notice too what you're doing or not doing. Notice the trigger. What started all of this? What was the original trigger, inside or out? Internal, external. Something someone said or did, a look, a glance, a smell, or something you were thinking or not thinking or doing or not doing. What was the trigger? And the O is to observe what happens as you take a long, slow, deep breath in and finish the following sentences for me 3 times in your mind. I notice the sensation in my body of, and say it to yourself quietly 3 times. And really notice that sensation. Take a long, slow, deep breath in and out. I notice the feeling of, finish that sentence and repeat it to yourself 3 times in your mind quietly, and really pay attention to what that feeling feels like. I notice the thoughts of, notice what those words are and what they mean. I notice the thoughts of, and take a deep breath. Notice the urge or the behavior that you're doing or not doing of. Repeat that to yourself 3 times quietly. Take some long, slow, deep breaths in and out. I notice the original trigger of. And I notice the thing I long for most is. And repeat that to yourself 3 times and take a long, slow, deep breath. Good. And now take some long, slow, deep breaths and imagine yourself taking some big or small or medium steps backwards, away from these thoughts, away from these feelings, away from these somatic experiences, from these urges. Just take a step back. You may imagine yourself walking backwards away from it on the beach, on a mountain. Just away from it and leaving it there, and it's getting smaller. There's more distance between you and it. You're closing a door on it, just shutting it out for now. And the P is to plan, to proceed, to respond when you have these triggers differently. Just give to mind right now, this time in this situation and next time, what is one thing that you'll do that would be opposite to what you did in this situation or what you usually do? How can you respond to these triggers in an opposite way, different than what you would normally or historically do? And just bring that to mind, something you'll do. Just settle on one thing. It may be different each time you do this exercise. Just one thing that you know is realistic, practical, feasible for you to do, opposite to what you may have done in the past. And this is an experiment. Each and every time you'll try something new or tweak something you've already tried. But it's just about choosing to do something different, opposite to what you've normally done. And the last step is to show yourself some compassion, some kindness. These are not pleasant experiences. This is not a pleasant way to live. It's distressing, it's overwhelming, it's saddening. It doesn't feel pleasant to feel this scared all the time, overwhelmed, lethargic, disinterested, angry. So have some compassion for yourself. You may not like it, you may not want it, but it is what it is right now. And it'll change, but as you show yourself more compassion, more kindness for what is your experience in this moment, and be able to show yourself compassion. People do it differently. Some people give themselves a hug. Some people put their hand on their heart. Some people blow themselves a kiss. But just in your mind, imagine what might work for you. How can you show yourself a little compassion and kindness for what your experience is in this moment? So this exercise can be practiced each and every day. Sorry. Can be practiced each and every day. with or without the recording, just remembering the STOP acronym. The moment you feel anything, you stop. Notice what's happening. Take a deep breath, as many as you need. Take notice of what's going on, the thoughts, the feelings, the somatic experience, the urges, the behavioral urges, the trigger. Take notice of what you want. Observe what happens as you take some deep breaths and just note your feelings, your thoughts, the somatic experience, the triggers, the urges, what you want most desperately. Repeat them over and over again in your mind. Take a step back from it, leave it behind, and make a plan to respond differently, the exact opposite to what you might have done in the past. And take a moment to show yourself compassion. So it's STTOP. Using it with or without the recording. Whatever makes sense to you each and every day. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return back to the room around you.